year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Ozzy, and welcome to episode 193 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are two of my three co-hosts. Unfortunately, our regular co-host, Super Marcy, won't be here to join us today because Marcy had to go to court and basically try to work on with Bob the Serious Lawyer and Louise Lasser to find a way to extend our lease with Champions for Craven. So that way we don't get kicked out very soon. Hopefully that goes well, but I have a strange feeling it's not going to happen. So instead, I am joined by two traitors.
Acknowledge me. What was that?
I will acknowledge you, my tribal traitor Keith.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is this about you? Oh, and also joining us is the Trash Panda himself, Colin. Now... Yeah. What is it about you two secretly recording a pilot for your own spin-off show for this show and I wasn't invited?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah, I have no
Somebody,
idea.
Somebody, I was
about.
Informed by a very reliable source that you guys recorded a pilot for an upcoming show called Foursome Fridays.
Awesome. What's Foursome? Colin, what's Foursome? I've never heard of Foursome.
Yeah, you're drunk as fuck, B.
Foursome Friday. What?
Yeah, what the fuck? It's not Friday today.
Where were you last week, Bede? But Colin and I were here, and nobody was here, so we didn't record. So I don't know what's. I don't know.
Yeah, he showed up.
There was nothing recorded last week. That might be on an upcoming Pop4D Patreon. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yes.
Fossing me say, Mats. Is that like Vegemite and Fossum? Is like you put that on your bread and your toast?
Dude, well.
Don't call me a traitor.
I'll
quit this podcast right now.
Listen, I should be the one quitting this podcast after the betrayal that that Marcy and I have felt by our American and Canadian brothers.
Get your shit together and stop canceling podcasts, and maybe we'll talk. I'm fine with that.
Listen, I don't cancel my podcast. I cancel other people's podcasts. That's the power I have.
I cancel every single podcast I'm on, Beat. It's fine.
Indeed. I find it very suspicious. I'll give you guys the benefit of the doubt for now.
Honestly, how long have we been doing the show?
Well, we've been doing the show for almost 5 years, and our fifth anniversary is coming up very soon. So been close to nearly 5 years.
Do you honestly think that me, Batch, the Tribal Chief, this year's co-host of the year, would behind yours and Marcy's back record a brand new podcast called Fossum Fridays, where we watch movies on the streaming service Fossum that is no way like this podcast? Do you think I would do that to you guys?
That I feel like that is a very tricky question, and I may have to think about this.
I'm offended. Do you think we would do The Fanatic as the first movie, yours and Marcy's favorite movie of all time, on our first episode of this hypothetical Fossum Friday podcast that you're pulling out of thin air?
Yeah. Do you really think that my lazy ass would be a part of something like that? There's no way.
I mean, these are good questions that definitely need good answers, and I do have the answers, but unfortunately, though, we're not here to talk about this so-called Fossum Friday show that you or may not have recorded. We are here on the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Why aren't you on the 16th floor for recording Fossum Friday?
Shut the fuck up, Caden.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, dude.
Kayfabe, brother, kayfabe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say where I can get...
I'm sorry, Beat doesn't know that YouTube started a new podcast behind his back.
Craven, you gave me that information. Shh, kayfabe. Anyways,
50
though,
bucks is 50 bucks.
How dare you, sir?
Exactly. But we're not here to talk about Fossum Fridays. We are the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the number one 2B-related podcast. And Batch, it is your week. This week. Ed, what film have you picked for this episode of the show?
There were so many picks that I picked this week, but then various people didn't show up. So I have to save those when all four people are here. So today we are doing Bloody Hell, a nice Australian film.
Indeed. We haven't done an Australian film on this show since Trip on the Barbie. And
leave it to the Canadian to do an Australian film.
Well, I mean, that is very true. I mean, so far, Marcy picked an Australian film. Now you've picked an Australian film, Batch. It's just now me and Colin have to pick an Australian film at some point for this show.
You want to know why we don't pick Australian films? Because American films are so much more superior than Australian films.
That is blasphemous, and I will not stand for that type of... for that talk, especially when Marcy and I have our own podcast about Australian film, the Ausboycast, which you can listen on all podcast streamers everywhere, as well on the Super Network. But anyway,
how many episodes you got of that? Because there's not very many Australian movies out there that I know.
Listen. We have done about nearly 22 episodes.
You did all five films.
We have done five films per episode. We've done 100 films for that podcast.
They haven't done this one yet.
Well, we haven't done this one yet, but we will get to it at some point. However, we might as well.
Have you seen this movie, Beaton?
No, I haven't. I've been meaning to. And also, I was saving it for the Ausboycast. But you know what? You picked the batch. I'm happy to go with it. Yeah. And we might as well get straight to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Bloody Hell. If it is on playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, the film is also released off physical media and other streaming services as well. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then our audio commentary will be in sync with it. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Dude, that's Diddy riffic, dude. I love it.
That's straight from the Diddy trial right there. That's testimony.
Diddy trial, dude. I honestly, for a second there, I thought, Batch, why did you record Collard?
Fuck you.
But anyways, though, once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Bloody Hell, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Colin, are you ready to see a whole bunch of Australians say Bloody Hell a lot in Bloody Hell? Possibly, maybe.
This is such good shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty, let's do this.
Let's play a fucking shitty Australian movie. Let's go.
No,
let's
this is a good Australian movie, so coming down.
Alrighty. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Got your Pornhub music. And we're off.
So subtitles are on.
No, with that attitude about Australian films, Colin, you're never allowed to be on the Osboy cast. You are now officially banned from appearing on that show.
Good.
We're in Helsinki, Finland.
Meanwhile, in Helsinki, Finland, Australia.
Yeah. Is that in Australia, Helsinki, Finland?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, everything's in Australia. Even America and Canada are in Australia.
Yeah.
Our prisoners are. It's fine.
Well,
how do you think
Australia
you
is? Ah. Well, technically, like my family were first settlers, so they most likely were prisoners. Especially my mum's side, because they're the Irish. Yeah, because my mum's side's the Irish. So basically, yeah, they would have. Look at this dude wearing his cardigan.
You need to come back to us with an IKEA. We need to make the meatballs.
Mate.
Dude, I have an IKEA here in St. Louis, and yeah. I went there one time just for meatballs, and those motherfuckers didn't have any made. And I was so pissed.
Son of a bitch.
I was so hungry. I was like, I want some lunch today.
Well, they kind of do that here with our IKEAs in Australia, but also we have a store chain here called Bunnings, which is like a home handyman kind of big chain store. And yeah. One of the major things about that place is you go there for what they call the Bunnings sausage, which is basically like a cooked sausage in two pieces of bread and basically like a hot dog, and it's amazing.
Are you guys just like, IKEA's meatballs made of kangaroo?
I cannot confirm or deny if they were made by kangaroo, but I have tasted kangaroo once, and I can confirm it's actually quite tasty.
Was it on the gas?
It was cooked, yes.
One of those Jack kangaroos. Aye, boy, what do you bench, dickhead?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Kangaroo Jack over there.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I mean, that kangaroo deserved to be eaten.
Oh, wait till we do Rippy on this podcast.
Oh, yes. Rippy. We'll definitely do Rippy on this show for sure, because...
Yeah. Zombie kangaroo.
Exactly.
Do you guys ever go to, like... Do you guys have, like, big, like, box stores where they give free samples out and you just go there for free lunch?
Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, some supermarkets do that, like, little, like, freebie, like, little knit, like, little snacks and stuff like that for people to try out.
Dude, I used to get hammered on free wine samples at the grocery store all the time. God, I'm such an alcoholic.
Well, a couple years ago, one of my brothers and I, we went to a wine festival here. And before you actually can buy the wine, you can taste test the wine. So everyone's just going around to all the stores and get the small wines and just, you can just do that, not even buy a single thing, and you'd be drunk off your ass by the end of the day.
Yeah, dude, that's what they do here. Like, you go walk around the grocery store for a little bit, go get your little Dixie cup of wine, sit, drink that, shoot that. Oh, shit. Sometimes,
and now it's Point Break.
Nah, it's not Point Break, Batch. It's Point Break.
Yeah. Mike.
Even though it's in Finland. But this is another case of, like, it's an Australian movie shot in Australia, but it's set in another country with...
Yeah, it's supposed to be American.
Yeah.
Get a better American accent if you're going to be in America.
What is this, the yeah, dog, all right? Americans sound like, hey, I'm from America. I wear my Texas hat and I buy steaks and I just get guns and shoot people at schools.
He's about to John McClane this bitch.
There's a werewolf amongst these bank robbers.
That's a good. That's a good.
Colin, I think you need to buy that werewolf mask for that video we're supposed to be shooting for an upcoming movie.
That movie's going to be out before we even get that done.
We'll make the deleted scenes of the Blu-ray. Maybe on the next episode we'll finally do it.
Yeah. Dude, that's even better than being in the actual movie. I'd love to be in a deleted scene, dude. That's tight as fuck. And then they'll put the whole thing in there.
Alucard!
Yes.
Okay, so far we got a bank robbery.
Did that see Benoit?
No, not Chris Benoit.
I was about to think, oh shit.
Okay, so now this is a trial. So essentially, he saves the day, then he gets arrested, and now he has to go to jail because somebody died, and it's his fault.
Oh, yeah, it's totally his fault. You know, the American court system, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, only in America can the hero just be arrested and sent to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Diddy. Diddy's the hero, all right? He almost spit.
Because he's the next soldier. No.
That's right.
Exactly. Because his body is a weapon.
Yeah.
No, not Diddy, this dude. Because isn't there... I remember seeing some... it was Con Air. Remember in Con Air, even though, Nick Cage's character, saves his wife from being attacked by guys, he ends up going to jail because, being that he was in the army, he's basically a weapon himself and that he didn't have to kill those attackers. Of course, this type of thing only happens in America.
That's not true. No. Yeah. That's not true at all. Like, that's not... I just looked it up. Like, that is such a wives' tale. Like, it says here, no. Just simply being in the military does not automatically make a person a weapon in the eyes of the law.
So, basically, it's movie law. Not real life laws.
8 years later.
And he still has that haircut.
Right?
Now he's infamous. He can't go anywhere.
He's got a nice mustache.
Yeah.
Hell, finally free.
Not in America. Can't get a real job.
You're never free in America.
That's right. Never. Not in Trump's America.
And knowing like the state of America, if that happened in real life, that would be like a total 50-50 thing on in fucking social media. Most people would be for him because he saved the day. Then there's he cussed, blah blah blah.
Oh dude, 100%. There'd be so many fucking people like, oh no, he's totally guilty. He fucking kills people. But then you got
he's a murderer.
He's a goddamn red-blooded American that saved people's lives. Like, that's exactly how it would be here, dude.
This movie's actually the origin story for Joe Malone.
Second of all, yes, we would fight for the rights of this convicted of weapon criminal because we all believe in free Joe Malone.
Dude, he's never going to get a real job. He's going to have to do, like, odds and ends jobs.
Joe Malone works here. He makes a hell of a martini.
Exactly. That's why he needs to be free so he can make more martinis and give and also shine out megaphones.
Oh, that's not a real diner in America.
No.
That's the second of all guys' diner.
Does he have a twin? The fuck?
Twist. He's got a split personality.
Oh, that's me and my brother. I think my brother is also part of my split personality.
That's his defense mechanism.
Exactly. Anyway, I'll get going now. Talk to you all later. Bye.
You think like somebody at this restaurant would be like, go up to these paparazzi and be like, be like, get the fuck out of here, guys. Yeah. You're not allowed to be in here.
Damn. It's not even in dollars.
It's only in credit.
It's Bitcoin.
Yep.
You can't pay with Bitcoin, bro.
Would that be a crazy idea if prisons, instead of paying inmates dollars, they paid them in Bitcoin?
No, because they would make so much more money than fucking... If you have one Bitcoin, you're making... You have like fucking 100... Hold on, let me see
how much Bitcoin... Or like some... They institute a jail form of crypto that you get... You only get when you're released.
Dude. All right. Bitcoin is... Okay, one Bitcoin is $105,000. So they would be way richer than I am.
Well, like, be some sort of anybody. Some sort of crypto. So instead of actually money, it'd be like crypto, which may be worth something.
give them meow dang. Yeah. Or moo dang.
Moo dang.
Like something moo that's dang. Like, give them something that's like fucking zero, like nothing. Like,
the guy here didn't even get the girl he wanted.
Give him Dogecoin. No. I have Dogecoin.
I can't afford crypto. I all my money is in KFTs, Craven Fungible Tokens. He talked me into it.
Well, I mean, that's all the money this guy has that in his bill. And what we did see before, it's like that much money in credit, but it's like credit with a K. So it's credit Craven K.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Well, dude, I was talking to Ninja Terminator 2B the other day, and he's worth fucking $35 billion now because of KFTs.
It's because he's half machine.
Bro. Well, that and AI Louise played the market for him, so that's why it's worth that much.
I suppose there are a lot of benefits of having like an AI program like AI Louise basically telling you how the cryptocurrency market works. Mm.
Invested it all in red wine.
Yes. And pumpkin pie.
Do I wonder if there is stock for like pumpkin pie in America? Let's
see. Oh, I mean, I would be surprised.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie like PIE.
Yes. Yeah.
Nope, nothing.
Damn it.
Let's see what wine is though.
You gotta go to Finland, which is also in Australia, just like America.
Dude, something called Naked Wines PLC is $4 right now.
Oh.
Right? Shake Shack. Yeah. Damn, yeah, Shake Shack.
You have to be naked when you actually drink it, though. That's the law.
Yeah, I had to go to fucking Finland.
Yes.
He had to go to Finland to get out of America?
Because he's so infamous, he can't go anywhere. Paparazzi.
Yes. At least he's not going to Britain, which have even worse paparazzi.
Everybody knows your name.
Doo-doo-doo. And protesters.
Exactly. Let's go to Finland.
Oh.
The movie's so dark, I can't even see what's happening.
Somebody got thrown into a tree.
Is this part of the Winnie the Pooh cinematic universe?
I'm going to say yes. What is going on? Patty growling.
Did we watch Winnie the Pooh 2 on here yet?
Yes, we did.
Yes, okay. We did. That was our last episode of last year, Colin.
Dude, I was on drugs. I don't remember half the shit I did last year.
Yes. Wee-wee. Okay, sorry. That was not... That
What's
was
Jason not, Momoa that's doing French. In this movie?
He kind of does look like Jason Momoa. He looks like Jason Momoa's nerdy brother.
It's Carl Drago.
Carl Drago. Well, since Marcy's not here, I'm going to have to... Since he kind of... This Carl Drago-looking guy, I'm going to... You know what? Where is it? I'm going to have to
Don't
flush him.
Don't you dare flush him, dude. He doesn't have glasses on, and that's nerd hating, dude. That's racist.
He was in the Minecraft movie, damn it.
Yeah.
That's Aquaman. You can't flush him because he breathes underwater. He's Aquaman.
Hold up.
He's not Aquaman. He is Awkward Man. That's why he needs to be flushed, damn it.
God damn it.
Listen, about that Minecraft movie, I went to go watch that with my kids the other day, and yeah. I went to go rent it off of Amazon. It was fucking $20 to rent that motherfucker on Amazon.
Yep.
But
yep.
for $25, I could own the movie. I didn't do any of it.
It's so dumb, dude.
Like, I remember I could go to fucking Blockbuster and rent a movie for $3.99 if I really wanted to get a new release.
Yeah,
dude,
unfortunately,
fuck you, Jeff Bezos. Fuck you. Yeah. All right.
This motherfucker can't even go to Finland and they fucking know who he is.
Well, yes.
That's what happens when you murder a bunch of people in a fucking bank because you're a Marine and the stupid Americans think that you're a weapon of fucking destruction.
Exactly.
This movie reminds me of Voices. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Ryan Reynolds one?
Yeah. Yep,
I'd say that.
Dude, that movie's so fucking funny. That's where I fell in love with Anna Kendrick. That's where I fell in love with her. I was let's go, baby.
What are these cardigans?
Listen, it's a sweater vest, not a cardigan. Get it right. Okay.
I was going to say, probably meant to say sweater vest. So many sweater vests in Finland.
She's even got one on. Jesus.
I know.
It's cold up there, I guess.
If you come to Finland, you need the sweater vest.
It's in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You come to Finland, Australia, you need sweater vest, mate.
Do I think I have a sweater vest? Hold on.
I don't know what accent. I don't know what accent that was. That was like four different ones at once.
I mean, I don't know what the Finnish accent sounds like. I mean, I do, but I can't do it. So I'm gonna have to had to improvise my own accent for it. So I apologize for our Finnish listeners who are listening to this show right now.
Do we have listeners in Finland?
I'm assuming yes, because even like my solo podcast, Beat vs. Living Dead, which you can listen to all podcast streamers everywhere. Even I have listeners in countries that I didn't think I'd have listeners in. I have listeners in China for some bizarre reason.
China.
Yes.
Well, China.
Nope. I mean, I'm going to look this up. No.
It's all right. We'll figure it out. My kid's got one. I know that.
Bead.
Yes.
I just figured it out.
Yeah.
This is a future Louise situation.
Oh.
Me and Colin didn't record Fossum Friday, but we're going to now, and we're going to go back in time, and we're going to record it, and there you go. You just created Fossum Friday, Bead. Thank you very much.
damn it. I broke the timeline again.
Yeah, and I'm going to fucking pimp that podcast on every fucking episode that we do on Tubi Tuesday. It's just going to be...
So, as of right now, Bede, there is a podcast called Fossum Friday available on the Pop4D Network, coming soon on our Patreon, where you can hit the uncut version from me and Colin, and it is not the exact same show as Tubi Tuesday. It is completely different, because you can listen to watch movies on the free streaming service Fossum. It's a completely different show.
Yeah. And we had a guest on that left before the movie even started.
Yes. And just for you being, and because we love Marcy as well, it's going to be, we'll do The Fanatic.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Bede, this is your fault. You willed this into existence. You brought it up.
Well, who, I mean,
you think he's gonna
Craven gave me the, I mean, Craven. I'm not going to confirm or deny if I will, like, confirm it.
Craven, Craven, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Craven? Craven, can you hear me, damn it? Okay, he's not listening to me.
No.
What the fuck do
you want? Why are we listening like this? We're not this close.
Okay, first of all, I know you and I have our differences, but have just confirmed to me, have they already recorded this Force of Friday episode?
Yeah, a week ago. So...
Okay, so everything they just said now is just a lie.
No, it's the truth. They're going to use Future Louise's time machine.
Damn it, I thought so. Anyways, kayfabe.
Anyways... What is this little kid's hair?
I think that might be my new favorite bit of you and Craven trying to do kayfabe on the Download Conversations mid-podcast.
Holden Harden hits when Holden Hito Harden.
That's racist.
Oh, that is so racist. That gets the big one.
Yeah.
That gets where is it?
Yeah, you can't go like herky jerky, berky nerky. You can't do that.
That's
racist, bitch.
You know why I could do that? Because I'm not American or Canadian.
See, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, there's dolls. I'll be puppets, sorry.
See, that's not the most racist. The most racist, you get the...
Hurdy, 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 a firm sweet, eh?
While you're at it, why don't you throw on a...
I may be xenophobic to countries that have a mostly white population, but even I wouldn't do what The Rock did then.
Hey, that was a different time and a different...
Yeah. And to be fair, the final boss can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly.
He's going to come back and do it
again.
Oh,
shit. This escalated quickly.
This is Colin on his previous date.
I haven't had a fucking date in like a year, bro. So
what? This is what happens on level 16.
Well, that too. This is what happened to you up at level 16, Colin.
Yeah. It hurts. My heart hurts.
Yes.
I loved that bitch.
Was that candy?
It wasn't candy. Was that candy?
I'm going to say yes. I think candy did that for you, Colin.
Oh, no. That voice, I'm telling you, that hole in her throat, my dick fit just right in there.
Hey, I know honey, it's me, Candy.
How are you, Candy?
How's my dick taste?
I'm 50 bucks. It's 50 bucks.
Well, listen. Candy, listen. We all know you give deep throating a whole new meaning with that hole in your throat.
Straight up deep throat.
I can do two at once. Double flogging.
Double flog.
And there's a golf ball there. Do you use golf balls in your act, Candy?
Oh, shit. These handicapped like me.
I snorted.
That's fucked up even for this podcast, Candy.
That's fucked up. Yeah, dude. That's real fucked up.
So geez. Poor guy gets 8 years in jail, saves the day in a bank robbery, goes to Flinland, like, no, but nothing bad will happen there. Right off the plane, he gets drugged, and now they took his fucking leg.
No, jeez. Diabetes took his leg.
Hey, they had to remove it before it got worse.
Yeah.
Because they're cannibals.
And then he's just sitting there like, fuck me dead, like figment of my imagination, free me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't his imagination guy have one leg too? Like, wouldn't he just be hopping around and shit?
In theory. Yeah. I'm not too sure how long the psychosis goes.
Yes. There's oh my gosh, leg. it's a family of Daryls.
They are Daryls. Why do you think I picked this movie?
This house is a good point. Way too nice for serial killers. Okay.
Well, they're finished. They're finished. The finished serial killers are nice.
Yes.
Well, that's fine.
This was what was happening in Finland at the time when death races was happening in America. That's our connection to the last movie we did.
That explains why Daryl is so awkward and clammy and is always sweating and very pale. He's from Finland. They don't get a lot of sun.
Exactly.
Now you're going to have to completely change his accent.
Everyone, it's me, Daryl. I'm outside champions again. I got me my hot dog vending machine right here. I've got some new hot dogs for you if you want some. It's called the Finland Steamer. It's basically just a hot dog bun with a very cooked penis inside and also some little entrails. It's an actual hot dog with mustard.
Dude, hold the fuck on. All right, I'm really hungry, and you can't talk about dick hot dogs. All right, I'm really hungry.
Daryl, you're not allowed in the club. Like, stop the yelling in the window.
Well, is it what kosher? If I get? I mean, I mean,
I can't say the other one.
Well, I may or may not have done something to a family. I'm not going to say what ethnicity they are, but I may have. I don't know what you're talking about.
Harambe,
you're trying to trap me.
Harambe, can you take care of that guy?
Yeah, get him out of here, dude. Come on, Harambe.
He threw him through a window again.
Dude, happy late birthday, Harambe. And death day.
I mean, he was already outside. How did he get thrown out the window again?
Oh, no. No, Harambe threw him into the club. And here he goes.
Oh.
Okay, he threw him in to get through one window and threw him out the other, so.
Yep. That makes sense.
Dude, what the fuck is going on here?
Happy birthday to Harambe Jones, by the way. It was his birthday this week.
Well, happy birthday, Harambe Jones. We will make you a banana. Since we kind of are a little bit late on your birthday, we'll make sure to give you a banana cake later.
There you go.
Oh, he's happy about that.
His buddy Joe Malone. Him and Joe Malone have become very close.
Yes. If you can't tie knots, you gotta tie knots. American. Oh, sorry, American. If you can't tie knots, you can't get knots.
You can do this, John McClane. Get yourself out of this.
Yeah, just get a wheelchair, bro, and you can wheel right up those stairs. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Okay, Colin, I got to ask you, if this actor is Australian, how do you rank his American accent?
Hold on, I got to...
Out of 10.
I think they just took a bunch of like, they just took a different actor's voice and probably just voiced it over. Yeah. Sounds like Tony Stark. Sounds like Iron Man. I mean, it's not bad.
Can I go back to prison, please?
Yeah, let him go back in time.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't lose a leg in prison. His butthole probably got bigger, but he didn't lose a leg.
No, I think, again, he's the type, if he's going to fight to save a bank, I don't think he would fight a guy that would try to take his manhood.
Let's save that for last.
Man. I don't know, man. Prison's different ball game. I've never been to prison, but from what I hear in all the movies I've seen,
the key word is yet, Colin.
Yet, yet.
He just realized it's a family of them.
What is this song?
It's finished.
But Colin, the movie's still going.
Shut up, Bede.
God damn you, Bede. Where is it?
I was proud of that joke.
Oh my God, it's a bear.
That wasn't the sound effect I was thinking of, but
that's hilarious. I'll take it. He's doing pull-ups on that rope, and he's like, hey, I'm lighter. That's funny.
I mean, that's one benefit of having your leg taken away by cannibals. You'd be a bit lighter to get away if you manage to.
Are they cannibals, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Are they?
Oh, it's a family of cannibals.
Oh. Well, I mean, they look rich. Why can't they just buy food?
They're inbred cannibals.
Yeah. It's Terry and Todd.
It is. It's almost like...
It's Finland, Timmy and Terry and Todd.
Exactly. It's like the alternative version of Louise's family. Except that, you know, she married Daryl and became a cannibal.
Put a pin in that for next season.
Yes.
Well, idea for multiverse storyline.
That's a good idea.
Oh my God, you fat bitch, what do you want?
That's a good idea. So it's me here, what are we talking about?
Oh, sorry, Candy, that was just, that was a kayfabe moment between me and Batch.
Yeah, do you want a date?
No, I mean, you're already going, you're kind of doing stuff with Colin, and I don't feel comfortable with that.
Oh, I'll tie you up, honey.
Dude, I'll share, it's fine.
Maybe next week.
Me, no, teacher thing I do.
I'm sick next week.
That's what they all say.
Oh, jeez. Bloody hell, Candy.
They got time. They're sleeping.
2 a.m. That's when cats wake up and start zooming around the house and biting your feet.
And throwing up.
Yes. Because cats are weird like that. As they sleep all day and then basically... Well, fuck off, ghost cat. I wasn't talking about you.
Well, you called it.
Don't... Well, I said cat, not ghost cat. Now piss off.
I think it's going to fuck you up one day, Bede.
I think so too, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Stupid ghost cat.
Hey, ghost cats are fine, okay? It's the fucking real cats you have to be aware of. This one's gonna kill me in my sleep.
I mean, I did read somewhere like ages back that every cat's intentions is to kill its owner.
Uh-oh.
Fuck it. Bye.
Hello, do you like to buy a preteen boy haircut?
Would you like a hot dog?
I feel like he would need to be holding like one of those giant lollipops.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't. Just a boy. Let's eat him. Shut up, figment of my imagination.
That was creepy.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, what is the figment of his imagination going to do with that fucking little kid? He's all the real person is hanging there with one leg. Like, what the fuck?
So exactly. something tells me, I'm just speculating here, that mm-hmm. when those 8 years in prison, he was probably in solitary a lot.
Yeah.
For him to disassociate and snap like that.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to agree with that notion.
Boo! Did somebody say a figment of Beachamon's imagination? Hello, everyone. Boo.
Toby, are you still in the doghouse with Louise?
Yeah, I am, guys. I'm so upset. I don't know what to do anymore.
Why did you sleep with Alexandria again?
I didn't mean to. I was drunk on some booze.
I'll give you that one.
And she just came into my room one night, and I thought, you know, the booze makes Alexandria look like even more of a sexy ghost shark. And then
there's something more going on between you and Alexandria, and I'm going to find out what it is.
And let's just say I put something in her gills that I shouldn't have.
I'm not mad, Toby. I'm just disappointed.
I'm so sad. And Ninja Terminator 2 is divorcing me too.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. The only thing I can do is.
God damn it. Oh, he just kicked that
with the stump. With the nub.
Now Toby, I gotta what is with you exfoliating to a kid being kicked in the face? That's kind of creepy, dude.
I didn't mean to. It was happening.
Get out of here.
I'm too upset. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I've never seen Toby so upset.
Oh.
I mean, he's always upset, but when he is, it's like even more so.
Dude, it's his fault for cheating. Tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
It's his fault. Shouldn't have cheated. Even though Luis is a bitch, get a divorce first. Just break up. Stop cheating.
Exactly.
And NTT's got that prenup, so.
Yeah, he's safe, dude.
I guess he's holding the kid between his legs.
Yes. Yeah, wouldn't that kid be able to just like kind of, you know, move a little bit and get past the
knob? I mean, he probably could. Yeah, but I think he's knocked out. Yeah, I think he does. Like, he's knocked out.
He's got really good fucking one leg strength because I couldn't do that.
He never misses leg day.
I look like he's fucking ripped. Why they got him, because he's all just muscle and fucking good meat instead of fat.
I mean, wasn't this also a technique that they would do at Kraven Kai?
Yes.
Basically be tied up and use one leg to like subdue someone.
Oh, absolutely. Strike hard, strike fast. Mm. Get paid.
And never miss leg day. No.
How is the bullet catch coming, by the way?
The what?
The bullet catch.
Well, I'm still a bit sore, and so I think I'm almost prepared, ready for it. If Baby Craven just shoots at me again, I feel like I could probably catch him now.
You ready?
Yeah. I think I'm ready.
You need to get okay. I'm gonna make it real easy. I'm gonna shoot you right in the balls. Okay, 3, 2, 1, get.
No. No, wait, maybe not there. Not at the balls. Not at the balls, Baby Craven. Maybe just towards my face.
Okay, I will not shoot you in the balls.
Ow!
You forget I'm 3 feet tall. That's like right in front of me.
Ow! I'm not in pain because you shot me in the balls. Shit. I grabbed the bullet, but my hands exploded.
A girl back. It's a podcast.
Ow.
Get that. Couldn't even get the knife.
Nope, you missed. Couldn't get the knife.
Well, she wasn't until he broke the kid's nose, so.
Yep.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to eat my brother now.
Uh-oh, he's hallucinating again.
See that sexy Annie.
Wow, his line reading, his tone when he says, well done, fuckhead, is almost the equivalent... it's almost the exact same equivalent as this soundbite.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead.
Oh, hey, Marcy.
Ew.
He just had a blood smoothie. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's had one of his cousin Daryl's smoothies.
Yeah. I think that smoothie's called the Fetish Twist.
Yeah. Your meatballs are actually testicles.
Yep.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Yeah, cunt.
No, cunt no, set. It's pronounced... Colin, it's pronounced cunt.
Well, here in America...
Now, listen, Australia invented the word cunt. We know how to properly say it.
In Australia, cunt is a verb.
Yeah. Exactly. Australia, the word cunt in Australia can be used for many different reasons. It can be used as a term of endearment or when you really hate someone.
That's so tight.
Like, for example,
cunt.
Boy. Exactly.
Cunt.
Exactly. I'd be the red kangaroos, though.
Yep.
For example, Colin, you're a top cunt, and I love you.
Oh, well, if thanks. You're an awesome cunt, Bede. And I love you, too.
Although, if I'm pissed off, I'll be like, Colin, you fucking cunt.
She loves that she got beat.
like when Craven told you about Awesome Fridays available on the Pop 4D Network?
Folsom Friday sounds like Foster's Fridays, and I do not approve. And now, even though she met the dude before, she's like already dreaming of marrying him.
I mean, wouldn't you? He's got one leg and he's hot as fuck.
For her, it's easier. For her, it's easier access.
It is.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sandy Fritch, and I still have a symbiote. I heard you were talking about eating bodies and brains because you know that I got a symbiote like Venom. I get great brains a lot.
Sandy Friction, or the better version of Sandy. I mean, if you're eating all brains and everything, you must be like Daryl's number one customer in his hot dog vending trailer.
No, those are like fake brains from the alleged cloning chambers on level 17. So it's like tofu. It's not like real brains.
Oh, okay. I see. I find that very surprising.
Well, that's all I got for the bit. Bye.
That was strange.
I know, but this is the Chippy Tuesdays podcast. Things get strange on this show.
We try shit out. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't.
I mean, it does.
Now he's doing Cirque du Soleil.
No, he's now doing Circus No Leg. I'm proud of that joke. I'm going to give myself.
I liked it. Where it was funny. It?
See, Colin's the humor meter I go for on this show. So I'm giving myself this one. Hell yeah. Because I'm that much of a narcissist.
Sorry, I got my lunchbox here, and I'm going to take the other leg so I can take it to school for lunch.
He needs some milk!
Indeed.
Let's put some milk on that leg.
Yes.
Oh.
Ew!
Montage.
Let me sponge that stump of yours.
Dude, he's gonna have a gnarly infection.
Yeah.
They need the cauterizer right now.
Yeah.
Because they just left it out in the open.
I'll put some perkies on it.
Yeah. Yeah, better crush them all up and just place it on the wound. Still works. This is like the most bizarrely sexy sponging someone's leg stump and bandaging it up I have ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, she's about to suck his dick.
She's about to suck his stump.
Jokes on them. Jokes on them. They cut his dick off like 6 hours ago when he was sleeping.
Yeah, he didn't realize. She's really sexual about it. I don't like this. This is weird. And Colin is strangely turned on right now.
No, dude, she's like 15. Come on now.
And I am 15. This has gotten awkward.
I'm going to eat your spleen.
Oh, they're on their way back. Why is he wearing a stranger's mask?
Because it's the Finnish Chainsaw Massacre. I see you checking out my biceps. Do you want one of them?
How long till we get a full AI version of Tuesday?
I mean, given how AI is operating these days, I think it's a guarantee it's going to be happening sometime soon.
I can do 3 seconds of Craven, so I just need to like get all those clips
and make a whole movie. Yes. And we'll do the voiceovers.
Oh yeah, the Google one, the new one, the 3.0 does like audio as well.
Ooh,
but it's like $100 and you get 5 generations a day. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're getting like 5 of those, it's not worth that much money. If it was unlimited, sure. Mm. But yeah, no.
What I need to do is I need to get one of these like ones you can just put on your PC and run it that.
Hmm.
I am hungry and horny.
He finally realized it.
It took about nearly an hour to realize he's their lunch. Damn, I knew I shouldn't have eaten that foot. Oh, it's Baby Craven being born.
Oh, totally Baby Craven being born.
He or was a little fucker.
Or is it Baby Bubbalini?
Oh, that is a good question. I think it pretty much like for all the babies on this show, even it's the Baby
Marcy.
Ones.
It's Baby Marcy.
All three of them have the same origin story.
Yes.
Colin, if you were in Finland, would you let a Finnish family eat you for lunch?
Fuck no. I wouldn't even go to Finland after seeing this movie.
Colin's going to watch every movie from every country and be like, nah, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm safe here in Trump's America.
Until it isn't.
At least Australia has giant fuck-off spiders. Finland, you got to worry about cannibals.
Well, that is true. And maybe the occasional zombie kangaroo, but that's a whole different story.
And Eurovision. You got to worry about that in Finland.
No one else in this family is a cannibal except for the one person.
Yeah, I think it's the uncle.
Mm. He's vegan. First of all, I will not eat animals and I will not eat people.
Still not an accent.
That is what I'm going for anyway. And then they had to go eat Beaker.
Beep, 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 beep.
Poor Beaker.
And then eat the Finnish and eat the Swedish chef. Derpy, 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 derp.
Oh my gosh, those CGI clouds are bad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of the sweet Finnish accent. Don't eat me.
I'm all skin and bones.
Bloody hell.
He said the thing.
His cage is ass.
See, that's what I should have done. I should have put Baby Craven in a cage. Idea for a trap in the future.
Poor Harambe.
You're going to stay in that cage and you think about what you did and then you can have your hand for dinner.
I do like they're not speaking English. Oh God. Come in.
Hello everyone, it's me, Louise Lasser. I'm still angry. Oh sorry, Louise, and I'm still angry.
Future Louise or regular Louise.
What are you talking about? There's only one Louise.
Okay. Can we borrow your time machine, by the way? We gotta make a new podcast called Fossil Friday that be thought of.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't have a time machine. You guys are, like, tricking me.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm still angry. I'm so angry I keep reverting back to my old last name.
Yeah, we gotta watch that, Louise. You're not Louise Lasser anymore.
Exactly. See, that's why I'm so angry.
Well, you are gonna need a new one because, again, you're not a Lasser anymore. You're not a Terminator 2B.
Exactly, so I'm not even a pervy ghost anymore either. Like, at the moment, I'm just regular Louise, and there's nobody here that I can love.
Well, no, are you? So, are you and Toby Dundun?
I gotta talk to a lawyer, but I'm not talking to Bob the serious lawyer because he's an asshole.
Oh.
And also, I gotta get.
Not to stir the shit, but I do think there's something more going on between Alexandria and Toby that they're not telling us.
What?
Yep.
Don't get mad. Just use it in the divorce. Just don't get mad about it. Just use it on them.
Oh, I'm so angry right now. I'm going to find out what's going on between those two dickheads.
Okay. Sorry, Louis.
Yes, I'm so angry. Anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Wow, she's really mad, guys.
She's mad. Wow.
I never seen her so angry, too.
He's really in shape. Boat? Yeah, he's trying to get his one leg. Yeah.
He thinks he's Daniel Day-Lewis on my left foot. I mean, girl, you could help him with the knife.
Yeah, can you, you know, a little help here, little hand?
Right, she likes him, so help him.
Yeah, exactly. And she doesn't approve of what the family's doing, so why not?
Stupid bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get, Colin? Because I saw you grabbing something and bringing it.
Oh, I got these like little cinnamon twist bready things.
Ooh. Yub. Wait a second. Did Racist drop them off while we weren't looking? Because we haven't heard from it in a little bit.
Yeah, where's Ray been? We haven't seen Racist.
He's up.
I mean, I'm getting hungry, and he hasn't dropped me off food. What an asshole.
Daryl's outside now, right? Because he's not allowed in the club, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's outside just like with his vending trolley, just selling his so-called hot dogs.
I think we need to check the hot dogs. I think that may be racist.
Do
we have any police officers on the show besides Dank Buds? Because he's stoned as hell.
You know what? Let me just go to the window very second. Daryl.
Yes, what is it?
All the hot dogs you have.
Yeah?
They're not racist, are they?
Listen, my hot dogs like everybody equally.
No, we're talking about the the delivery guy racist.
Oh, you mean Ray. No, they're not made of him. Maybe one of his fingers, but not all of him. I mean, what are you talking about?
Do you know where he is?
Oh, yeah, actually, what you don't realize is Racist and I are actually working together. I mean, he's been doing, like, Uber Eats with my items around the apocalypse.
Oh, is that why he has disappeared?
Yeah, actually, we got Joe here. Joe's next cop.
It's Joe Malone.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's me. It's Joe. I'll call one of my buddies at the station because I am an ex-cop, and we'll get that meat. Do a DNA scan. We'll see if it's racist.
Oh well, I hope it isn't racist. I mean, it's hard to tell with Daryl whether he's telling the truth or not. I mean, is the meat actually Ray, or is Ray just delivering food for Daryl across the apocalypse? Oh, apocalyptic landscape. I don't know. We'll have to find out on the next episode of this podcast.
I love how like Joe's theme song is longer than he was actually on the show this time.
Indeed.
But it's contracted. Any time he shows up, we have to play that song.
Well, that is true.
I could untie you, but I will not. Oh, no, too late.
I mean, yeah, She should have just tied his ass.
Here come my brothers.
Uh-oh.
Now he's going to have to save his 15-year-old girlfriend.
Have some heroin.
Yep. Oh, right in the heart.
Oh, right in the armpit.
That's not how heroin works.
It's called the hair of the armpit.
He's like, I've done more drugs than you'll ever know.
I was in the army.
It didn't do shit. Yeah.
I had Agent Orange for lunch. Oh, no. Okay. Well, Agent Orange, like a Vietnam joke. Never mind.
Yeah, I got it. It was funny.
Oh, there's a T-Rex. It's Velocipasta as a bank robber.
We're going back to the bank robbery.
Velocirobber.
Velocirobber.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's Blazuzu.
It is Blazuzu.
Oh, wait a second. His figment of his imagination has been Blazuzu this entire time.
The whole time.
Yes, Beat. It was me. It was me, Beat.
Well, unfortunately for you, Blazuzu, Marcy's not here, and you can't make me do anything.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Blazuzu. I'll help Blazuzu.
Well, no, I will not hail you. You're a dickhead.
You're in my church. You're in my church.
Well, I'm not going to listen to anything you say. You can't make me do anything. I have very strong willpower. No, I'm not going to burn the nerd. No, I'm not going to burn the nerds. You can't make me. No, I will not burn the nerds. I don't know. No, it's not fun. I don't know. Wait a second. What's my hand doing? What is my hand doing? Stop that. No. Hold on. Stop it, hand. Stop it. Stop it. No. Yeah. No. You're not doing that, hand. No. Leave the nerds alone. Damn it!
Bead, catch the bullet.
Ow! My hand, my possessed hand, it completely ignored that.
You need to work on that, bud.
Ow! It scraped my head.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh no, that werewolf's dead.
He didn't do the bullet catch either.
None of them are going to do the bullet catch.
Hopefully he had a silver bullet in there.
This
He's playing Counter-Strike.
Exactly. Yeah, but where's Keanu when you need him?
I am an FBI agent.
Oh, wait, sorry, it's in Australia. Sorry. I am an FBI agent, mate.
Hey, you know, on Fossum Fridays, any movie goes, we can actually do good movies on that podcast.
You know what? You listen here with your show.
You created it. You put it into existence. We didn't know anything about it until you mentioned it, Bean.
You know what? I'm going to have to find a way to go back in time and stop myself from doing that.
That's our story. You know, we're sticking to it.
Exactly. You know what? I don't know how I'm going to go back in time, but I'll find a way. Oh, there's a door. Hold on.
Where'd this door come from?
Hold on. Hello? Bean, it's me, you from the future. You need to stop Batch and Colin from making... a show called Force and Fridays. Sorry, that's already happened. Oh, damn it, I knew I was too late. See you later, bye.
Hold on, other Bean, come back. Other Bean, come back.
Yeah, Blazuzu?
Shoot the nerd.
Ow, I shot myself! Ow!
Wow.
Oh, I gotta go back to the past. See you. Guys, I'm having an existential crisis. I literally had a conversation with myself.
Well, it happens to all of us on this podcast at one point or another.
Well, that is true. Maddie grunting.
At this point, I've just come to accept the timeline is now broken.
Yeah, I think we have broken the timeline. Future Louise is going to be pissed.
Or not. It might work out.
Well, that's the thing with the timeline changing constantly. Who knows what kind of a... She probably will be happy about it. We don't know because the other one's lost to the ether now.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot him in the dick.
Shoot him in the dick.
Shoot him in his devil... It's Blue Susie! Shoot him in the devil dick! This was Sparta!
Actually, I do want to die today.
Yeah, she works at a shitty bank, dude. They got robbed. Like, come on. Of course she wants to die.
That's why I'll never work in a bank. Because I was a weapon. Based on movie laws that were created and don't actually fit into real life laws.
Hey guys, it's me, Joe Malone again. This guy acted totally like I would if I was in that bank and it was getting robbed. You have to do what you have to do. If you have to shoot a guy in the head, you just shoot him in the head. I mean, that's what I did before my wife left me and took the kids.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that, Joe Malone, but also I would imagine being that... yeah, I mean, being an ex-cop definitely has its benefits of getting yourself off.
Well, I don't know anything about getting myself off like you do, Bede, but... that's a burden.
I mean, I'm just more upset with that joke because it feels like a Colin joke.
you just got maloned.
I got maloned.
Oh, that's how she died. That's bullshit.
That was actually my go-to move to shoot him in the dick. Shoot him, perp in the dick. That's totally not his fault.
Nope.
Whoa. She's got a massive hole in her body. Well, that's one way to do a circumcision. Oh. I feel like we're getting like a lot of revelations about this guy as this movie goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I get the sense, though? I mean, again, Matt, you've seen this movie. Why do I get the sense like this movie is going to almost kind of twist it where you find... realize, oh, this dude is fucking crazy, and he's gonna go crazy on this family.
Maybe.
Ooh. I mean, this is a Batch movie. Most of the movies that Batch picks where the motherfuckers go crazy and start killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's kind of what I do on the show.
Yeah.
It's not like the movies we pick for this show are actually a reflection of what happens to us on a deeply psychological level.
You got there.
Why do you think I've picked found footage movies all the time?
Indeed.
Why do you think we haven't had a kids film in like 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
Well, because kids films suck, most of them.
Yeah, do. Yeah, pretty much.
Although,
I don't know, dude. I watched almost all four of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies. And they're actually pretty fucking funny, dude. I laugh my dick off, and I wouldn't hire anyone.
You laugh your dick off.
I did.
Shoot him in the dick. Devilman. We need to get that for the soundboard. Shoot him in the dick.
Yeah, shoot him in the dick.
Yeah, I'll have to make sure to get that sound bite. So,
timestamp.
Yes, exactly. Timestamp it. and that way it goes alongside this one.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead.
Thank you, Marcy.
We're still but waiting also, for that picture from ChatGPT from Marshall. Oh, I got. Oh. I didn't mean for it to do that, but the AI just did something pretty abject.
Part of me is very curious to see it, Batch, but is it something that should be shown in the group chat of 2B Tuesdays?
Yes, 100%.
And also, actually, you know what? These people shouldn't eat humans because if you eat too much human meat, you're going to get
diabetes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not his other leg. Don't take his other leg. He needs that to walk and also grab kids.
That's right.
Get that saw, baby.
See, this dude's got the right idea. If he doesn't want to get grabbed, just step back another few feet.
Right? How is he still holding that knife after being passed out for that long?
I think also, too, it helps, like, since his hands are, like, pretty much, like, tied up, it's, like, got it, like, created, like, a little nest in his head.
Why don't they just kill his ass?
Well, you know, you can't just kill him right away. Then the meat will spoil.
Hell yeah.
And now this dude's got an ear infection from that knife being in his ear.
Oh. That's why you shouldn't put Q-tips in your ear.
Exactly.
Stab him in the dick.
No. That pick is horrible. That is. I think Marcy is possessed by Blue Zuzu with that pick.
I think she is. She's so mad about Fossil Fridays that you created that show, Bead.
Yeah.
Dude, Harambe in the background's fucking great. With all the fucking fraggles with cigarettes and shit all over the place.
Yeah, let's put just that in there.
Duct tape can fix anything. Get some water. Luckily, all the previous victims' items are all there for him to like use stuff. And a bowling ball. I'll be right back.
There you go. Marcy's represented in the video now. Who's got a fucking whip in their bag? Oh, he's got a knife. And he's got a flare gun.
Fuck yeah, flare gun.
That's right. Ric Flair gun. We just shoot him.
Yeah, that's not really true, man.
We kind of eat people in the States.
Golf clubs. Oh, here we go. We got a nail gun. There you go.
Hell yeah. I did that for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
I did. I used a fucking golf club as a cane for a long time.
Fucking stairs. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yup.
I'm back.
Was that a package? Did you get a package at the farm?
I'm not going to confirm or deny if there was a package delivered me out in the middle of the bush.
Yeah, it was a fucking package of human meat.
It's from Daryl.
It was kangaroo meat. Oh my gosh, even this guy's conscience has a conscience.
See, I don't know if the conscience grew conscious or if they flipped. So basically, the one that was him that was tied up is now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the crazy one, and now the conscience like, okay, I'm going to have to be what this guy was previously.
Yeah.
To kind of like talk him down from like killing everybody. Uh-oh.
That's ominous.
Oh. He's hallucinating again, but not of himself.
That's what happens when you spend time in prison.
He also went to the same prison Eric Matthews and Shermanator in Gold Diggers.
I was about to make a joke that was going to get us completely canceled, but can't do it.
Yes, do that for your other show.
Which one? Which show? I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
All of them.
Hey, we only have two now. You're the one with nine.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you know, it's because people like my shows.
That's what
content
you think.
Is content.
Yeah, yes. That's what you think.
Oh, there's another strike for you guys to be on any of the other shows.
There you go. There's a better pick for Marcy.
Yes. Oh no, they found all the cocaine.
Yeah, for real.
Oh wait, it's a snow. Damn it. Oh, you know what? I recognize the actress who plays the mum. She used to be on this police show here in Australia called Blue Healers. That's where I recognize her from.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was like a show about a bunch of cops in like a cops at a police station in a small country town, and somehow this small country town had a much higher crime rate than any other parts of the world.
Zula!
Zula!
Why are they speaking Dothraki?
I thought they were speaking Kraven. Are we sure these people aren't relatives of Kraven's from Finland?
No, he's not a cannibal.
Yeah.
And they have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah. That's the opposite of Craven.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, they put her in the cage. Poor cage girl.
That was an IKEA cage.
It should be easy to get out of and break then. Really hard to put together, but really easy to break.
You always put the door on fucking backwards because there's no fucking directions. Something starts.
Right.
I really respect they're not speaking English.
But I'm kind of curious though, like most of these actors are Australian. So I wonder if someone who is Finnish watching this film, if their like accents are accurate.
Was this film really Australian doing... or was we just joking around with that?
Oh no, it's an Australian film.
Yeah.
And I believe it was shot entirely in Australia, but let me find out just to make sure.
Yeah, let's get some trivia.
What if a real person from Finland is like, that's just made up fucking gibberish. That's not even what
I mean, I would be surprised.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Dofraki.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's just made up.
Let me see. Yep, this film was shot in on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. The entire film. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Oh!
That escalated quickly.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, shit.
He was under the table the entire time with a nail gun.
Yeah. That's smart.
I was thinking, like, where the hell was he? Was he shooting, like, a sniper gun or something? And it's like, nope. Oh, and he dropped. And he fell over. This is like Ash from the Evil Dead series, but instead of, like, missing a hand, he's missing a leg.
Oh!
Oh, his golf club leg.
His golf club leg. Hey, you got to improvise somehow.
What's in the bag?
They go, it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What's in the box?
Oh.
Oh no, Mama's dead.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Right in the dick.
Is it? No.
No, it's just in the gut.
Missed the knife catch.
Clearly he didn't take any of Baby Craven's training.
Or the thing from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes. Oh! You didn't even catch that one either.
Yeah.
He caught it with his chest.
I'll have to remember that next time.
At least he didn't flinch.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for saving. Thank you for killing my family.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh.
I...
Chris Benoit, your mom.
Oh, dark. That was dark.
You're welcome. 50 points.
That's what Chris Benoit said to his wife when he fucking choked her out like that.
Jeez. Meanwhile.
Medic!
He's like, all right. Oh, where's the fucking Leatherface at?
I didn't like them anyway.
I feel pretty good, actually. Wee wee. Oh, wait, that's French. I do not know.
This movie's like John Wick, but instead of losing a dog, he loses a leg.
Final boss.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's a giant baby with a nappy. Damn it, those clones from upstairs are getting worse and worse. Are we sure this is not Harambe? Dude. Sounds like Harambe.
No, it's not Harambe.
No.
Just eat the parents now. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that didn't work. Well, that was the only plan he had, and now he has to run for it.
It's what happens on the cloning tanks of 17.
Yep. I think this might have been he might have been one of the early baby experiments before baby Marcy was perfected.
Possibly.
Dude, he has bigger titties than that chick does.
Yes.
Hey, that's my foot.
Who ate all the thigh piece?
Is my toe in there?
Colin, did you eat your toe? Actually, you know what? I'm going to rephrase that. Colin, if you had a chance, would you eat the toe that you lost?
No, but I totally would keep it if they would have allowed me to keep it.
Put it in like a little jar in one of those
dude, be like, guess what? Put it on my coffee table like a book.
Oh, shit.
Stab him with your leg bone, dude.
Here, have a leg.
Yeah.
Joe got it.
This is giving a foot job a whole new meeting.
Oh. Eat fruit by the foot.
Luckily, that kid's overly in hospital. He didn't have to be a part of this insanity.
Scarred for life.
Yep.
You couldn't have told me this when I was in the basement on the hook.
Right. Oh, sorry, I forgot.
She's Italian now?
I don't know what accent it is.
Faith of Malcolm. Baby de Babidi.
Oh, did somebody say Eater Patty? Hello, it's me, it's Mario Gustavini.
Hey, what up, Mario?
Guys, I'm a little sad for Toby. Yes. He's very, very upset.
Hold the fuck on, Toby. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but look at the Hawaiian girl on the dashboard. She has one leg.
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she does. But also, and also, I could call on my best friend. I am not Toby. I'm Tomario.
That's racist. Sorry, dude. I get you two mixed up. Sorry. You know. It's the drugs.
That's because what you get ghost Italian people mixed up.
Yeah, so there's the Italian one has baby Bubalini and Toby
is all sad.
Has a Louise. He's all sad. He's very, very sad. And that's someone who used to live in Finland. This movie is not very accurate to Finland.
No.
I mean, they don't get it right. There's no pizza, there's no spaghetti, there's no meatballs. And also, there's no gondolas.
Goblins.
They do it all wrong. I am very unhappy.
She had five brothers.
Oh no. She's about to go to crazy. On? Oh no, see, she got the urge to eat just like a bee. She's about to make her imposter meatballs with that person. Oh, that's how my pasta was born.
Oh, she has one of the crazy people
in
her head now, too.
Exactly, just like a bee. But anyways, though, I got to get to going because there's a movie's almost over. And also, if you see Alexandria around, tell her I am not here.
Oh, okay.
And also, baby Popolini does not want to see her.
Okay, I'll make sure that she'll go see her.
Yes. No, if she does, you got to do this to her.
I don't want pesto.
But anyways, I got to get to go. And I'll see you later. Bye, Bobolini.
I'm still concerned about what's going on there between Tamario, Toby, and Alexandria.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Alexandria. Was Toby just here?
He was a little while ago, Alexandria, and he was very, very upset.
Oh, I'd make him not upset.
Oh, how are you going to do that, Alexandria?
Well, there were three brothers.
And the sequel never came. The end. Yes, Alexandria, I mean, maybe you should just leave Toby alone for a while. I mean, he's so upset. Maybe it's just best to kind of just leave him alone this for a little while.
I think that what's best is for everyone to know the secret between me and Toby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to know what kind of secret is going on between you and Toby. I mean, if there's a... I mean, I don't think Toby's going to tell us, so maybe you may have to tell us yourself.
Well, maybe I might have to save it for Awesome Fridays in the Pop Odie book.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you said what it was, I may have to do that to you.
To be continued.
Yes.
So fresh meat. That was fresh the movie. That's fresh. Meat. That's fresh meats. No, that was stuff.
No, that was bloody.
That was bloody hell.
Now we're watching the follow up. Fresh meat.
No, okay. Wrap this shit up.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, so we might as well. Okay, so we might as well wrap this up. And what the fuck? Okay, hold on.
No, We're wrapping the show up.
Yeah, I know we are, but I gotta answer this. Beep, 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 it's you from the future. Stop batching Colin from making Foursome Fridays. Dude, you're late again. Oh, oh, shit. I didn't go back into the past. I went into the future. Fuck me dead. All right, I better get into my time machine and I'll
baby,
see.
Oh, baby, said the boss you have to do the bullet catch.
Ow! Ow! My arm! Ah, my leg! Oh, I better get back in my time machine.
Hey, we can use that to make Awesome Fridays.
Yeah, yeah, well,
we should totally use it. What are we talking about?
I didn't wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Okay, anyways, that was this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed this one. And before we wrap up today, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday-ish on WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Week. Part of the Pop4D network. Now, I guess with our new show that B created out of the top of his head, Fossum Fridays coming soon on Pop4D as well. Yeah. Follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D on the X, the Blue Sky, and the Threads. And follow Pop4D on Facebook.
Damn it, damn it, damn it. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on Trash Panda Podcast, even though we haven't put out an episode in like a month, but like, you can still find me there.
Indeed. And if people want to find me personally out there, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B Jermaine. You can find all my work at supermarcy.com, and you can listen to my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff shows on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. But in terms of everything, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, you can listen to this show on all podcast streamers either via its solo podcast feed or as part of the Super Network. And also, you can find more information on the show at supermarcy.com, and as well as on all social media outlets such as Blue Sky and Twitter under the Super Network banner, and on Facebook under the Facebook banner. On Facebook under the Super Network banner. But if you have been enjoying the show, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and as just as little as $1 a month, you'll get early access to all episodes of the Super Network, including the 2B Tuesdays podcast, including the exclusive Patreon-only video versions of the show. So, yes, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork and send your support there. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the show. And we'll be back next Tuesday for my pick. So stay tuned for that, everyone. See you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, look, I got a theme sent to us from the future. I wonder what this is. This has nothing to do with 2B Tuesdays. No, it's a whole new beast, don't you know? We ain't watching 2B, that's yesterday's play. We're doing sales on the Friday work. That's all you get.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat some pizza.
Okay. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone has a past.
Yeah, I know I do.
What? Let's just say...
Everybody get on the ground!
Go, go, go. I'm not boring.
Hey, it's you!
I'm not famous.
Rex.
Rex.
Rex Cohen.
At least, not on purpose. I talk to myself.
How much do you think they get for these, by the way?
And I've been known to overreact. So, trying to escape my hell of a past only landed me somewhere much, much, much worse. Don't let them hear you. Who's them? And now, if I want to have a future, I've got one night to escape.
It's a family.
These total psychos. Hi. Freaked out? Oh, give me a break.
Insane.